Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
We do live in a snow globe.
Heck yeah.
Look outside, everyone. It's beautiful out there. David, have the flakes stopped, right? It's not snowing there now, right?
Correct. They stopped overnight. It was still snowing when I went to bed, and we got a few inches overnight. Right. But, I think it stopped very early this morning. Yeah.
Yes, I've seen pictures even outside my house that my family is sending me. And you guys know I'm down in Florida being with my mother. She got a pretty tough diagnosis, so I am down here supporting her and my dad. And, I love the Christmas music. I love the Christmas spirit. Doesn't feel much like Christmas here, but I am sharing at least the good parts of the snow with you guys through the pictures. David, let's do quick takes.
So many headlines, so little time. Adam and Jordana now riff on some of the other big stories making news in this fast-moving segment we call Quick Takes.
Jordana, our friends to the north in Canada have a strange problem. What to do with millions of dollars worth of American alcohol that was pulled from the shelves earlier this year due to anger over tariffs and is now gathering dust in stock rooms across Canada? Before I tell you some of their ideas, what do you think, Jordana? What should Canada do with millions of dollars of unused American liquor?
Drink it. They need to drink it somehow.
Yeah, I mean, give it away or something, right?
Give it away. Yeah. I don't know what would be the financial implications of that, but if you're not going to sell it and it's taking up space, I don't know if you have outstanding invoices. I'm not sure the business model on not selling it, but give it, drink it. Yeah. You know, chin up.
Well, I'm sure if they, I bet some of those contracts are such that if they drink it, then they have to pay, right? Like maybe they haven't paid for it yet. They just shipped it or whatever. But some are choosing to sell it and donate the profits to charity. I guess that's a way around the issue. Others, I guess, are selling it to restaurants instead of selling it to the public. But what a strange problem to have. It's over $50 million dollars worth of American booze that, at least for now, most of that is just sitting around in warehouses, not being sold or consumed.
Well, if they can sell it and give the proceeds to charity, and they don't take a hit, if that's how they avoid the tariffs, then I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Agreed. Very clever. Yeah. Those Canadians, very clever.
Yeah, very clever. First, the penny, now paper checks. The government stopped sending out most paper checks to recipients at the end of September. It's part of an effort to fully modernize the federal benefits payment, federal benefits payments. And on Thursday, the Federal Reserve put out a notice that suggests it's considering winding down check services as well. Jordana, are we there yet? Are we ready? In this case, it's the government, you know, sending out checks to people that get Social Security or something like that. But are we ready as a society to say goodbye to paper checks?
I think you would have to ask somebody older than me. I have written checks, I guess, within the last year. I just saw my mother write a bunch of them. She was writing out Hanukkah gifts while she was in the hospital, you know, checks to the grandchildren. That's how she does it. But my father also, at 82, knows how to use Zelle. And I don't think he Venmos, but he does Zelle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a nice, you know, he's figured that out. I think that because I obviously bank digitally and I have Zelle and Venmo and all of the things, my Gen X, we are going to be okay now writing checks.
Yeah.
The generation above us, the boomers, I don't know if they're okay yet. And they're still here. All right. They're still around. So I would probably wait another maybe 20 years before we completely outlaw the physical checks.
When's the last time you wrote a check?
Yeah, I did just write one for something. Yeah. Somebody wanted a physical check. Mm. Yes, it was for a down payment for something and somebody wanted a physical check. So I did, and I've sent, but even now with, like, if I send presents to my nieces or nephews, it's in digital form. It's, you know, on Zelle. I don't send a check. So I do think we have to wait for this final generation to no longer be using them and kind of respect the way they want to go. And I think in 20 years, probably the checks will be done.
Jordan, a lot of Good Samaritans around when you get a snowstorm like this, people helping pull somebody out of the ditch or the like. And I'm somebody, I keep a toe strap in my vehicle most of the time, which I guess is for my own good because I've gotten stuck enough times that it gives me a little peace of mind, even though I don't use it very often. And occasionally I've helped other people get out of a jam in the snow. And somebody was turning around in front of my house the other day and getting stuck, but it wasn't a normal vehicle. It was like a UPS truck, almost stuck, almost in the snowbank right in front of my house. And here's what I thought, because normally if somebody, you know, if you were driving in front of my house and got stuck in the snowbank, I would walk out there with a shovel and a tow strap and help you.
Sure.
But
sure.
When it's a UPS truck, I found myself thinking twice about, like, do I want to go out there and help a commercial driver? And then if something happens, it's not just a Good Samaritan, it's this corporation I'm helping out, which felt weird. Is that okay? Should I offer the same kindness to a professional driver that I would to a random driver in front of my house?
I think you should. I mean, they probably have systems in place, but you know what? If the dude just needs a little help or something stuck under his, you know, tires to get a little traction,
yeah.
You know, they're people.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. And he's got a schedule. Yeah. And if it's not a huge effort, you know what I mean? If you're not going to be there for 3 hours or something, if you're just, hey, here's a little salt or here's whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. You absolutely should.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's probably right. Even though it's funny when you help people, like if there's a single mother late for something, I'm more inclined to help her than somebody
of
else
course.
Because we judge, right? We judge. We look at the car. Is that somebody I want to help or not? But you're right. We shouldn't do that. When we can, we should offer help without strings attached. So
absolutely. No strings attached. Right. They're struggling too. They don't want to be out in that cold and the snow, and they don't love it either.
Jordana, there's like dozens of holiday events on my schedule right now, which I'm sure a lot of people can identify with. And one of them was a dinner around, not on the holiday, but the weekend before the holiday. And the title of this event, or the way it was billed to us, is we are hosting a soup dinner on Saturday night. A soup dinner at 5, which in this context, I believe the subtext of that is that this is not a full holiday meal. This is a smaller, simpler meal consisting of soup. I don't know why soup is like the thing we say. Like, I don't know that it matters what it is, or you can just say it. But how would you communicate that? If you were hosting, what's a better way to do that? If you're hosting a dinner, but you want to tell your guests, like, this isn't like the big fancy pull out the stops holiday dinner, it's just a casual gathering. How do you communicate that better without saying, come to my house for a soup dinner?
I think they did a good job.
You think so?
That's what they're serving. Yeah, if they're serving soup, then that's what I need. But I think it's probably going to be a little more extensive than you think. It might be that they love to eat soup and they have multiple recipes. So there will be multiple soups to choose from, probably some crackers on the side, possibly a charcuterie board. Like it's but they just wanted to let you know they're not serving you a big turkey or a ham. It's a soup dinner.
See, maybe I'm...
I think they did a good job.
Maybe I misread the whole thing, because to me that means that, hey, the rest of the holiday we're doing all this crazy stuff, but tonight it's just a pot of soup and a loaf of bread. Like, that's all I expect to be on the table that night. But you're saying I might have read that wrong.
Yeah, I think that maybe you read it wrong. I think they're probably going to do a little bit more than that. It's probably multiple soups, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But because that would be more fun... I mean, let me know how that goes.
Okay,
I've never been invited. But like, if someone said to you, you know, come over for chili.
Yeah.
Would you feel differently about that?
Yes, I think so, because it's weird to me to describe the event based on the food. Like, come over for dinner, we're having chili. Mm-hmm. Or you can say, come over for a simple meal, we're serving chili. But to have that as the title of the event seems odd to me.
Mm-hmm. I think because they wanted to showcase the soups. So I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised when is it? Because I need to find out the answer.
Yeah, it's the weekend before Christmas. And I'll let you know, because I really don't think that's what it is. I think it's going to be a very simple meal, but we'll find out and circle back.
I need to know more. This is very exciting. I need to know more. Coming up next, yes, the holiday showdown is happening. And then at 10:30, we are going to talk about Minnesota farms. The Trump administration is giving $12 billion to pay farmers suffering from low crop prices. I have Dan Gleasing. He is the president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau. He's going to be joining us. That's coming up at 10:35. But next, the holiday showdown.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
List versus surprise. Do you want somebody to tell you what they want for this holiday season, or do you want to choose and surprise them? What do you prefer? 651-461-9226. I go back to Santa. Santa, we're supposed to make a list for Santa, right? We're making a list. We're checking it twice. Well, he's got a list. Who's naughty and nice? But we're supposed to send Santa letters with what we want, right? If I'm screwing up Santa, look,
you're screwing up
nothing
the,
about
you're screwing up the Christmas lore. The list that he's making and checking twice is the naughty or nice list,
oh,
Jordana.
Got it.
That's
okay.
Not the list.
But do we make
Santa's
lists
not
for
making
Santa?
I mean, not in that people? Song.
Okay, sorry. I used the wrong. See, again, why do you have to have the Jewish person
hey,
talk about the
idea.
Holiday showdown? This is why we need Adam back.
Wait a minute. You give Hanukkah, Hanukkah gifts to us, the holiday showdown. You can talk about your Hanukkah gifts as well.
Okay, fine. For Hanukkah, we
do you have any good songs
lists.
About making lists of Hanukkah?
There's only the Adam Sandler Hanukkah song. It's the only one. That's all we have.
One.
Again, we feel very downgraded during this holiday season. We just cannot compete with Christmas, so we try not to. It's okay. You guys win. Christmas is fantastic. Yeah. You definitely win. Here's the deal. I prefer a list versus a surprise. If I want a specific kind of gift, I'll say, hey, guys, if you're going to get me something for Hanukkah, this is what I want. I've already sent my children the olive oil container that I would like to have. They are buying that for me. They told me it's on the way. Fantastic. I will open it up on Hanukkah and we will have a wonderful time. I prefer a list. I prefer a link, if that's even better. A PowerPoint I have been presented with from my children. This is the things on my list. I prefer that when buying a gift because I want to get somebody something that they want. It's an opportunity. I'm going to buy a gift. I want them to be happy. I think surprises are great when you see something while you're out and you say, this would be perfect for that person. Amazing. And if you know the person well, that's great. So if you feel confident enough, you can supplant what's on their list with something that you want to surprise them with. And you, fingers crossed, they will like it just as much as what was on their list. But I prefer a list. I just think it takes some of the stress out of holiday shopping for both sides. And then everybody's happy when they get the present if it was on their list. What say you? List versus surprise. 651-461-9226. David, what about you?
I think that lists take some of the magic and creativity out of Christmas giving. And here's the deal. I don't think getting Christmas gifts is about like a utilitarian, oh, I really need this thing, so here's the exact link to it. Please get me this thing. No, that's something that you just buy on your own. A Christmas gift should be something creative, festive, generous, that is a token of the relationship. Like, I want to give my kid, I'm not going to give them like the snow pants they need to go to school. I want to give them something that's going to surprise and delight them. And that can be something that costs $5 or $20. It doesn't need to be like a big thing. It's about sharing an experience of giving together. And I'm going to show, whether it's my kids or my wife or somebody else, that I listen, I pay attention, I'm an involved father and person in this family that knows my family and can surprise them with a gift that they will enjoy. And that maybe isn't the exact perfect thing that's on their list. Great. You go buy that on your own. Christmas is about engaging in this practice of giving gifts to each other. So I think this should be spontaneous, fun, creative, outside of the box. don't get something on a list. It takes away the magic of the holidays.
Fair enough. What about you? Jor, I would like a list. That way I know they'll get what they want and we'll use it. Okay, I get it. And this can be very personal. I think families do gift exchanges in very different ways. Sometimes you pick one person out of a hat so you don't have to buy for all 25 people in your family. And again, this is very personal. That's why I'm asking what you prefer. The gift giving for Hanukkah is, I mean, it started off as very, very basic gifts. Like I said, we've just upped the ante because we want to be somehow involved in the Christmas holiday because Christmas is so fantastic. So gifts for Hanukkah, we used to give Hanukkah gelt, which is, you know, chocolate coins, things like that. We give money, which equals potential. But coins, little things like that, they were never, you know, huge things. So I'm very curious how people handle Christmas, because it seems like a lot of purchasing and a lot of gift giving. This texter says, I think lists are horrible. Teenagers gave us a list with tons of stuff, and that was all they wanted. And if they didn't get it, they were upset. I pay attention throughout the year to see what people want. I listen for their hints and clues, and that's an idea or whatever to go out through the whole year, so I get them what they want, but I don't want them telling me what to get them. That's Jeff in St. Francis. Okay, fair enough. And I agree with David to the point of the spirit of the holiday. If giving gifts like Father Christmas, you know, used to give gifts, if there are little tokens, if there's I thought about you, or I want you to have this, I think it's how your family views the gifts on the holiday is how you choose to do it. Someone says, my family all live in other states. I have no idea what they have. I need a list. That's great, too. You need a list. And I need a list. And my kids know it, so I get a list. Holiday Showdown, lists or surprises? Sprinkle them throughout the show, 651-461-9226. When we get back, how does the Minnesota Farm Bureau feel about the $12 billion package that the Trump administration is offering to pay farmers? We're going to find out next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
$12 billion is a lot of money to give to the farming industry. But why do they need the $12,000? Because of the tariffs in the first place. So how do Minnesota's farmers feel about this bailout? Are they glad? Are they not? How are they faring? Dan Glessing is the president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation. He's joining me on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline to see how Minnesota farmers feel about all of this. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jordana. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, Dan, it's my understanding you're working, you're plowing some snow on your farm today. Is that right?
I had to laugh when the snowplow Dave called in, and this is getting enough of this, and I am 100% in agreement.
Snowplow Dave, right? The lessons from the snowplow. Well, you're out there working. Thank you for taking the time to chat with us today. Dan, let's go back to the beginning. The reason that the farmers are getting a $12 billion bailout package, is that a direct result of the tariffs from the Trump administration? And if so, then how are farmers feeling about it? Take us back to the beginning. What caused this problem?
Yeah, no, I appreciate the question. Certainly, the tariffs have not helped. But when we look back, we're in a three-year slump of prices. And So obviously, the first few years, you can weather that storm. But these conversations with the bankers here late this year and early next year are getting to be pretty challenging. And so you've kind of used up any reserve or any liquid assets that you have. You've kind of used that up. And so you're basically down to basically selling that legacy that your family has built. And so that's why this assistance is kind of needed right now. And so hopefully we can see some turns in the market. And another factor is the inflationary pressures on the input side of our products. If you take an acre of corn for the last 2 years, our input costs are around $950 per acre, where prior to that, they were around that $725 mark. So it's just a bunch of things coming together that kind of forced the hand here. But yes, the tariffs didn't help, but we've been in this a whole lot longer than that.
Okay, so we can't just blame the tariffs. It's a mix of a number of things that are causing Minnesota farmers to suffer. What is the situation for Minnesota? Let's specifically talk about soybean farmers. What is their situation? Are you seeing people lose their farms? Is it this dire? What's the current status?
I do think that there are going to be some tough conversations with our lenders, and whether we see farms go under or not, that's why this assistance coming out, when it does, obviously we don't know what each crop is going to get yet. That'll come out late December. The checks will be mailed by the end of February, but at least you can go to your lender and say, here, this is some assistance that I'm going to get. Will this be enough to grant me a loan next year? So, you know, your case in soybeans, obviously China didn't buy anything till recently, and they were very good at negotiating. They're very good negotiators when it comes to trade, and they were making a point of how reliant we are on that trade market. And so obviously soybeans, 6 out of every 10 rows in the state are exported, and so, you know, it's a critically important component of what we do on the farms and ranches out here. We're very fortunate and we're very blessed to be able to grow excess of what we need to supply food for this nation, but also beyond. And so we've got to make sure that the trade market opportunities are still there and those conversations are still being had to try and find a better market price.
So I'm hearing 60% of Minnesota's soybeans go to China. Is that right?
Yes, not to China, but are exported out of this country.
but are exported out of this country. How much of the $12 billion package is coming to Minnesota?
We don't exactly know that yet. They need to take in all the acreage reports, so USDA knows what farmers have planted. We call them USDA FSA offices, take in these acreage reports. And so they're gathering all that data. I think it's due by the 19th of December here, and then they will figure out, because the pot of money is only so big, right? So we need to figure out, because there is a long list of crops on that, and it's $11 billion going out right now, and then $1 billion is reserved for specialty crops here later once they figure out or assess the needs of that.
Tom Peterson, the Minnesota Agriculture Commissioner, told Ag Week that people are calling this $12 billion farm bailout a Band-Aid, and Band-Aids get you a little better so you can move on. Will this be enough to make Minnesota farmers more solvent? You mentioned China renegotiated its trade policies. Like, is this Band-Aid going to be able to help heal Minnesota's farming, or is it just, are we going to need another Band-Aid next year?
Farmers love to sell into a market that's profitable. They're not looking for assistance, but sometimes when our food supply is as cheap as it is, when we look at what Americans spend on groceries or food, it's around 10 to 11% of their income goes to food. And, you know, obviously that cheap food policy comes with a price, and that's a slim profit margin for farmers. And so to your question, we're hoping this Band-Aid will get us to better times as we see some of these trade announcements coming up. And if we can see products moving out of this country, that would be a good thing. We became a net agriculture importer the last 3 years. That's not a place where we need to be. We need to be able to get our products out, because, like I said earlier, we're very fortunate to be able to grow more than we need here, and looking to get those out of this country. But we also can use domestic uses too, and explore how can we increase the market that way as well.
I'm going to read a question from a texter, Dan, by the way. I'm talking with Dan Gleason. He is the president of the Minnesota the Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation, MFBF. The text question is this. Many farm bills and bailouts, we have had many of those over the years. What are the reasons for the ones prior to the tariffs?
Just market cycles, quite honestly. It ebbs and flows, and sometimes we need that assistance just to make sure that we have ample supply of food. Obviously, the more farmers we have, the more competition there is, which keeps that food price lower. If we see a exodus of farmers, it's going to be more consolidated, and obviously the food will go up in price. So that's kind of the reasoning behind a farm bill, quite honestly, is to make sure that we have a steady, affordable supply of food.
Another text question here is, how much of the farmer bailout is going to family farms versus corporate business farms?
That's yet to be determined. Obviously, it was announced, but there is a cap on the program. I think it's $155,000. So there is a cap on how much any one farm can receive.
Dan, if you had a magic wand and you could solve American farm solvency in a wave of the wand, what do we need in this country to make American farmers profitable again and have them selling, yes, maybe a couple of exports, but what would be the perfect way American farming should be done here in the country?
Well, that's a tough question. I do think that when you look at farming, farmers aren't out here to get rich. I'm a dairy farmer primarily. Mm-hmm. We also raise corn, soybeans, and alfalfa. But we're not doing this to get rich. We want to pass this on to the next generation. And I've got a couple of kids that are interested that are in college now. But we really need to take a look at how do we improve the farm gate price for our products? And that's a question that's an age old question. We still haven't solved that. So to answer your question, I really don't know what the magic bullet is there, but continues to be on our mind as far as how do we get a better price. I've myself, because I'm close proximity to Twin Cities, thought about direct marketing to consumers, but that takes time. Mm-hmm. That takes a whole lot of extra things. That takes me away from taking care of my land and my animals. So there is a give and take there.
Somebody asked if, I'm just reading some text questions here, will the bailout be going to cannabis farmers? What's the crop load like for that in Minnesota?
So not necessarily cannabis. I would have to look at the list. I don't believe that I didn't, my initial look over the list, I don't remember seeing cannabis on there. But certainly that's a new market. We're struggling to find the market for it, though, quite honestly. So anytime you're in an infant industry or sector of agriculture, it takes a while to build that market. And so that's kind of where cannabis, I would put that in that stage of game right now.
I have some texters here saying maybe farming is not a solvent business. What do you say to the American people about why we should keep farming here in America, even though it is an industry that does need government assistance?
Well, I think food security is national security. I think people need to remember that. If we think back to COVID, when those store shelves were empty, there was some concern of where your food is going to be coming from. And so that's a reason why we need to keep farmers as close to the marketplace as we can. If you think of, let's use milk, for example, typically that milk that's on that store shelf has been produced within 200 miles of that store shelf. Now, there's some specials, you know, to that, but on average, it's within a couple hundred miles of that store shelf that food was produced or that milk was produced. And so if we lose that, when you look at our safety record on food, when you look at how abundant our food supply is, if we go through the grocery store, there's no shortage there. I think I would really like consumers to realize just how close that farm is to that back door of that grocery store.
Very interesting. What I always like to give my guests the last word. I'm speaking, of course, with Dan Glessing. He is the president of the Minnesota Farmer, the Farm Bureau Federation. What else do we Minnesotans need to know about this bailout or about farming in Minnesota?
I just think that consumers would need to know that the farmers are out here trying to do the right thing so that there is a constant supply of food. And I'd encourage them to reach out to farmers. I mean, that we enjoy telling our story about what we're doing on our farms and ranches. If you go to Google, sometimes that's not an accurate, well, most of the time that's not an accurate depiction of what we actually are doing out on our farms and ranches. So I'd encourage the listeners just to reach out. If you have the opportunity to visit with farmers at the state fair or any other event like that, reach out and have a conversation.
Dan, thank you so much for coming on and shaking this out with us. We wish you the best and good luck plowing all that snow out there, my friend.
Hey, thank you. As long as it stops soon, I'll be good.
That's fine. Dan Glessing, president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau. Your texts are fascinating, and this has been a struggle. You know, the tariffs did not help the already struggling farming industry that we were having here in Minnesota and around the country. Let's take a quick break. It's 11:49. That is a Lindis Construction time check. Hold on one second, David. Let me get the right verbiage. Time to upgrade to LeafGuard brand gutters, the only seamless system guaranteed never to clog. Enjoy free installation labor all December long. The breaking news is that Steve Simpson did get his car out of the snowbank because he has been parked in front of WCCO Radio legitimately at a parking spot on the street since, what, like 4 or 5 a.m.?
Yeah, or 3 or something like that.
Right. So he just left. He finished his shift, went outside, and David went to watch the show. He went to go by the door, or excuse me, by the window that overlooks. And did he have to dig himself out? Did he have to shovel at
all? No. He hopped in his car and, kind of backwards, frontwards, backwards, and he was on his way. So it was a very... A quick exit through a snowy parking spot. It's so disappointing because that's must watch.
You're a sadist.
Oh, it's must watch window watching for somebody to get stuck right outside the window and have to go back and forth and back and forth and get out and shovel out a little bit. Like, I don't wish that on anybody, but if that's going to happen, I sure hope it's out my window because that is just like, why is that so fascinating? Why do we want to, as a people, want to watch that? I don't know.
And we do.
Yeah.
We want to watch somebody pushing somebody else out, somebody digging through. I mean, if we can help, we help, and we should. But you're right. We do want to witness that. And thankfully, Steve is on his way, and David the sadist did not get a whole show.
Yeah. It's also me next, because I'm parked half in a snowbank, mm-hmm. too, and I don't have all-wheel drive. We'll see how that goes. I may be stuck downtown mm-hmm. as well.
You might be, and I will watch. Make sure you film it for me, because yes, I want to see
it. I know,
it.
Right?
That's right. A couple of more responses to our holiday showdown. It was lists versus surprises. And I wanted to know what you guys prefer when buying or receiving gifts. Our friend Paul says lists are best. Otherwise, how do you know what they want? This one says, as a grandma, I'm not necessarily up on the popular toys or fashion for kids, so I need a list to pick from. Absolutely. I get that. Jor, a friend, famous Twin Cities author, by the way, told me that he always asked his family for a list so he could be sure to get them something that they weren't expecting, not from their list. Fair enough. Fair enough. Jordana, in recent years, we give the gift of experiences to our grandchildren, maybe a day at Valley Fair or the Science Museum, a movie or a show. It means no additional clutter in the home, and they love the experiences. Terrific gift, especially if you can do it with them. What a beautiful thing. I think that's fantastic. Let's see. A couple more. Hold on. People chiming in on the farm stuff. Sorry. Grandkids, 5, this texter says. Get their usual gift, money, but it's always tucked inside an object I make out of wood, like a simple car or an airplane, and it's priceless for me to do, and I hope someday they will remember their grandpa. Paul Jackman writes that. Paul, what a beautiful gift you are giving your grandchildren, especially something handmade by you. Oh, my goodness. What an unbelievable gift that is. So keep doing that. Keep doing that. 651-461-9226. Feel free to join in the conversation on our holiday showdown. Yeah, I am an hour ahead. I'm sorry if I said the wrong time. It is only 10:57 right now. I apologize. I'm in Florida taking care of my sick mom. But also, coming up in about 10 minutes at 11:07, Daniel Rosen, the U.S. attorney, was confirmed October 7th of this year, will update us on the Feeding Our Fraud scandal, the autism scandal, the very latest from what the U.S. attorney's office knows in his first interview on the air. Daniel Rosen, next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.